Let's talk about one of the most stupid trends we saw over the last couple of weeks and months, which, as it seems, is coming to an end already. Rightfully so, because it makes no sense. Token maxing. Token maxing, in case you don't know, is simply about using, or one could say burning, as many AI tokens as you possibly can per month, per year, whatever time period you are measuring. So, the idea from a company perspective, because this is a term coming from the enterprise world, the idea really is that you want to incentivize your employees to use as many AI tokens, for example, through tools like Claude Code. And just as a side note, that is a useful tool, just like Codex and these other tools. You can get work done through them. I got courses on Claude Code and Codex if you want to learn more. They're really in-depth and show you some tips and tricks. But the idea is that you use these tools to burn or use as many tokens as possible, because that will give you great outputs, right? No. As mentioned, these tools are valuable. As a developer, I believe you need to be able to work with these tools, but use them as assistants. The idea behind token maxing, or the incentive behind token maxing, clearly, of course, is that you just waste tokens in the end, that you mindlessly spend them, that you prompt after prompt after prompt, that you look at the output as little as possible, or not at all, of course, because that will just keep you from prompting more. We've heard about companies having internal leaderboards where the people that spend the most tokens would, well, be on top and potentially get some rewards. And of course, that makes no sense. And of course, I'm mostly talking about AI being used for development here, because that's where I'm coming from. But I would say it doesn't make sense in any context. But especially if we're talking about using AI for writing code or for generating code, you want to understand and review that code. It's not about spitting out as much code as possible. It never was. Even before AI, it was not a good idea to measure the productivity of a developer by the lines of code they can write on a given day. And it's not different with AI. The quality matters. And I know that this seems to be something not all companies would agree with these days, but yes, it does. If you go down the, in the end, wipe coding rabbit hole and you have AI generate all that spaghetti code and you totally lose track of what's going on and you don't understand what the code is about and you are not able to dive into the code manually at some point because it's just too much, then you lost. Then you truly lost, because AI is far from perfect, as we probably all know. So, of course, we need that human touch, that human control to use AI efficiently and to get good results. And that's why I've been saying for all my videos, and I still strongly believe in that, AI can be a useful tool, but it's a tool. It's not the replacement of developers, no matter how much certain companies are wishing for that. And of course, the entire idea behind token maxing in the end is that hopefully, from the company's perspective, you can get to a point where your employees are using AI so much that they are producing lots of amazing output. And as a company, you can at some point say, great, now we don't need all those employees anymore, or at least we need less of them. Now, turns out this is not working out too well. There is this report about Uber, which got quite popular on X, for example, over the last weeks, where the Uber COO, and I think also their CTO, in the end mentioned that they burned through their entire 2026 AI budget in 4 months. So they had a budget of tokens they wanted to pay for or use, and they burned through it within a few months. Now, of course, and that's important, I think, one reason is that the budget was likely set in 2025, one would assume, or at the end of 2025 or early 2026. And then we had agentic coding take off in early 2026. So that happened. And that happened, of course, because certain models like Opus 4.5, but also GPT 5.4 or Codex before that got really good or it got better, especially at following instructions at the end of last year. And then those tools, Cloud Code, Codex, on which I have those courses I mentioned, which are great, the tools and the courses, those also got better and used those models really efficiently. And of course, also other tools like Pi, which is an amazing coding agent, and so on. Now, the combination of that led to more usage of these tools. But since we're talking about agentic coding here, where these tools or where the models in these tools think and use tools, call tools, do searches, analyze the search results, that all costs way more tokens than the way we or these companies used AI last year, where it was shorter sessions, not so many long-running agentic sessions. And of course, the longer a session runs, the more tokens it burns. So the calculation that happened in 2025 has nothing to do with the reality of how AI is being used in 2026 with those enhanced agentic coding models and the tools around them. But nonetheless, Uber burned through its entire budget. Now, if they were getting amazing results, they would surely increase their budget, but doesn't look like that is what happened. An NVIDIA executive also said, the cost of compute is far beyond the costs of employees, so it's more expensive right now to use AI than to use humans. Now, of course, you could say, doesn't matter. If AI is 10 times as productive as a human employee, it's fine if it's 10 times or 8 times as expensive, right? Maybe it would even be fine if it were 15 times as expensive because it can get even better. Whereas for the human productivity, it can also increase, but probably not as sharply as that of AI. But we're also not near to these numbers, 10x, 15x, because again, the number of lines of code generated is not a good measure. And we need human employees with their experience, with their empathy, with their understanding of a code base, with their connection to other departments in a company, with all those nuances that make up a job, of course, with all the trust that is assigned to a human, and of course, also with their deep understanding of what makes a good code base, what will likely come next in a code base, which future capabilities may be needed. All things AI models are missing, of course. So it's so stupid from so many different angles to compare productivity from AI models with human productivity. And the first companies are seeing that, I think, which is why all that token maxing here is coming to an end. You can read about more and more companies like Amazon, Meta, and many, many others that are cutting back on their token leaderboards, that are cutting back on their AI budgets or on the token maxing approach here. And I truly hope, I don't know though, I hope that we'll soon enter an era where things will settle down a bit more. AI is here to stay, and AI is useful. It's a useful tool. It can make you more productive. It's great for doing extra research. It's great for producing that boilerplate code or also the non-boilerplate code, but based on clearly defined specifications with human review, ideally based on some code base that was at least shaped and fine-tuned by a human. AI can be really useful there. And it can even be useful for vibe coding if you need a little tool that just does something you need to get done right now, which you don't plan on publishing to the world, where you don't care about all the bugs and where you will not add a lot of features, which you don't have to maintain. It can be great for that too, for these one-off tools. There are many great use cases for AI, and it's a technology that's here that will stay and that will become better, of course. And nobody knows what will be the case in 10 years or so. But right now, I really hope things will settle down a bit more and we'll use AI for what it is, a useful tool, but not that magic thing right now that changes everything and will get rid of all the jobs and will replace all employees and all humans within the next 12 months or so. And it looks like, probably for publicity reasons though, that even our favorite tech CEOs, Sam Altman and especially also Dario Amodei, are kind of retreating regarding those pretty strong statements of how soon AI will replace pretty much all white-collar work, right? Sam Altman said in an interview that he was pretty wrong about AI's economic impact. And Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, who not so long ago mentioned that most or pretty much all of white-collar work will be replaced by AI relatively soon, now says automation may actually expand the work people do. Probably, though, because their PR department told them that whilst it's amazing for selling their tools to companies when they say how many employees they can replace, it's not so amazing if the entire world turns against them. So I didn't care too much about their statements before, and I still don't now that they reversed them. I always was pretty convinced that nowhere near in the future will AI replace all white-collar work. I'm sure it will actually lead more to more work. That has been the case with all those technological breakthroughs. And like with all of them, we just don't see how future roles will look like. But when we take a look at coding, we're not even close to the point where you would want to let AI write all the code and not care about it at all for any serious product. At least I definitely wouldn't, and I think any company that would make grave mistakes. But as it seems, companies also are hopefully starting to realize that AI is better used as a great tool instead of an all-in, do-everything solution.